by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number one. Our air date is Friday, January 2nd, 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. We are into the next of our adventures around the sun. I am your host, C. Willie, and joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
And we are very, very excited to welcome to the show this week from Black Sands, it's Andrew Balfour. And I think as much as anything, we're excited about how you do this. Andrew, tell us a little bit about what Black Sands is all about.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me and Happy New Year. It's cool to kick off the new year and start fresh with you guys. So Black Sands is a project that I started about 5 years ago. So growing up, I was a musician, guitar, if you couldn't tell. toured in rock bands, you know, did the thing like Warp Tour, Taste of Chaos, so like kind of 2010s. Played guitar in cool bands and loved it. And that's all I wanted to do with my life. And then we hit a rough patch with the music. We had our van stolen, a bunch of our gear stolen, a bunch of money stolen from us. So our livelihood of the music really kind of got taken away. And so at that time, I decided to pivot and start focusing on my professional career. So for someone who grew up being very passionate about music, I didn't touch my guitar for about 8 years.
Oh, my.
And that to me is like it's this beautiful one that's been with me for a very long time. But that to me, like, I had no drive to do music. And sadly, around 2017, my sister passed away. And I didn't really know how to process the feelings and the grief. That was the closest person to me that I'd lost. And I started playing music, and it just kind of started pouring out. Like, it just came out, all the confusion, the grief, the sadness, all the things. And so I started writing again, but I was like, I know that I've got to channel this and kind of make this a little bit more concrete. And so the idea of Black Sands was out of disruption, you know, like volcanic ash meeting, you know, the water, create something, you know, different, but familiar and beautiful. And so that's kind of how Black Sands was born, is like, I really needed this avenue for myself to continue to express how I was feeling. And so I started writing songs. I knew I wanted to kind of experiment a bit and work with people from all over the world and try things, because this was during COVID. And
sure.
So I just started writing, you know, electronic pop music and working with people who caught my ear, and I wanted to give them an opportunity to create music that maybe they didn't normally do in their current projects or their bands. And so that was the kernel of Black Sands. And so over 5 years, I started experimenting and finding my sound and finding my voice in terms of what I wanted to say and how I wanted the music to go. And so a lot of the music that I started releasing at the tail end of last year was really about grounding and finding my sound. So it's more acoustic guitar driven. It's more modern country, Americana, pop rock blend. And it's very cinematic in scope, but it's very human and grounded in the emotion and the details and the vulnerability that comes through. And so that's a lot of kind of how this came together. And I work with people from all over the world, which I know we talked about, which is really interesting. And that's part of the special sauce.
That's what really fascinates me. When you were talking a little bit about this, and when we first started, okay, we'll do the interview and we're going to have the show and so forth. And you, I thought, it was a wonderful conversation about, hey, you do understand I'm not the traditional band. We're not correct on stage, and we're not touring, and we're doing this and that. But you are bringing in talent from all over the world to participate in your music. Talk us through a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, so I think, you know, part of it was born out of necessity. So, and mm-hmm. I lived in Amsterdam for about 5 years, and during COVID, I you know, went through this trauma and this tragedy, and so I started writing. But physically, you couldn't get together with people.
Right.
But also, like, I'm from the U.S. I'm from Milwaukee, and so all the people I know who were in music are, you know, having children, who've moved on with their careers or back in the States. And so I needed to find people who were willing to collaborate remotely. And so I had a pretty strong sense of collaborators in Europe. So one of the people I still write with to this day is out of Glasgow in the UK. One of the producers, engineers I work with is out of Sicily. Work with people out of Nashville, LA, Australia. And so basically, whenever someone just sounds like they can add the right level of depth to a song, I try to bring them in. And I think I've learned over the years that instead of really just saying like, well, I can do it better myself, like sometimes you need to let go and let somebody else bring their special sauce to the song. And I've got a number of those examples where I've written something, but it just didn't quite hit right. And you bring in a Grammy winning pianist to play piano on a song and it becomes magical.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of blend of knowing where I want the vision to go, how I want it to sound, what story I want to tell, but sometimes realizing I'm not the best person to write that part or play the piano on the song and just bring in somebody who's better. That's part of where I think I've matured creatively over the years and realized that collaboration is really what makes music special.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that we enjoy so much about talking to the folks that are independent in this business is they're not afraid to collaborate. It's not taking dictation from somebody in the tower that says this is what you need to do. It's making it what sounds best for you and what you truly are trying to communicate.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Corey.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was agreeing because you are independent, you have that freedom to collaborate with who you want, how you want to sound. And I think it's amazing. I mean, you can't do that if you're, you know, this small a record label. But when you can be this big, the possibilities are endless. And that's what you do.
Yeah, and I think that to me is the most creatively fulfilling thing you can do. And so I've been in a band where they had label and management, and you see the trade-offs that come with actually that, because if you want to keep getting pushed and promoted, you might have to sign another record deal that's not artist friendly, might be label friendly, or you might not actually be making enough money to be able to not have to work another job when you go back home from tour. And so those realities of seeing it touring when I was younger made me realize that, like, you know, being able to do things that you're proud of and things that you believe in and write songs that at the end of the day, you go, this is what I was feeling in that moment of time. And that forever will be a piece of my catalog, something that I'm very proud of. That to me is the most fulfilling part. And, you know, as an artist, your job is to be able to tell that story. And then how the world perceives it, how they hear it, how it resonates with them, that's out of your hands. And I think the only thing you can do is let people resonate with the music and then hope that it connects with them in the same way that it connects with what you're trying to say.
Well, this first one that we have queued up certainly connected with me. This is Rock Me. And can you give us a little bit of the backstory on this? How did this come about?
Yeah, so I think this was one of the songs that came together pretty easily. I knew I wanted to write something that was a little bit more upbeat, something that really kind of pushed the energy. But I really love to live in contrast because I don't think anybody's inherently good or bad. I think people have a duality to them that I think is what makes humans special. It's that we have these contrasts. And so similarly, this feels very upbeat, very poppy. Even a title like Rock Me, go, oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, sure.
And then you start to peel back and listen to the lyrics. You go, oh, there's a little something darker here. There's a little bit more to the story. And that was really what we wanted to do. So musically, it just gelled. The collaborator I wrote with came back with the lyrics and the melodies. And I was like, yep, here we go. Let's just tweak these things slightly. Mm-hmm. But that duality is really what interests me as a musician. And so being able to kind of make that land quickly in writing a song is special. And I think some songs come together quickly and some are the labor of love of going through it 15 times. This was one that came together very quickly.
Cool.
Well, let's enjoy this. This is Black Sands, Rock Me.
Party got me stumbling, bad luck every time. And I'm just out here for somebody who can keep up with the high. I'm my own enemy, but I don't wanna talk like I'm in therapy. I want someone to take me back to 17 and be wild for the night. Oh, I drink it down. Baby, rock me. Rock me till my head is spinning. Kiss me like you wanna. Make my body numb. I'll drink you down. want someone to take me back to 17 and be wild for the night. Oh, I drink it down. Baby, rock me till my head is spinning. Kiss me like you wanna mean it. Make my body numb. I'll drink you down. Baby, rock me till I hit the ceiling. Take
That's Rock Me from Black Sands. I tell you, one of the things that I really enjoy about this, Andrew, is it's a unique sound. You know, I can listen to this and say, yeah, that's Black Sands. It's immediate. There are a few artists that we've had on. Glenbrook comes to mind. You listen to the music and you say, I know exactly who this is. Is that a result of the type of collaboration that you're doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I've started focusing in the collaborators because I think they're great at what they do, and they mm-hmm. do the thing that they're great at 100 times better than I ever can do it. And I think there's something about that, of just getting the right people together and letting them cook, right? Letting them do their thing.
Yeah.
But I do think it works when we have a collective vision we're working towards, whether that's collectively towards an album or it's towards, you know, a single and a story or a concept that we want to work. And I think it depends on the song and the energy when we write it. Sometimes it's like, yeah, actually very specifically, we should go towards this story. Other times I go, if it doesn't resonate with you, bring whatever you've got to the table. But I think there's a very conscious effort now to keep this sound more focused and actually be able to bring the kind of Americana cinematic country pop and pop rock together. Yeah.
Are there drawbacks to having the folks that you're collaborating with in different parts of the world? Does it create, I've got to believe there are challenges that occur with this.
Yeah, I mean, nothing beats sitting in a room with somebody and being able to riff and go in real time. But I think we found a way to make it work. And I think the space in between, you know, different projects or different songs actually really helps us be able to look objectively at like, okay, we're working on these four songs right now. And I'm feeling stuck on this one, but I'm really feeling this idea over here. Let's go into that. And so I'm big on keeping multiple songs going at the same time, because the creative process is not linear. And I think sometimes it's about making sure that you're doing what's ultimately right for the song. And the best idea might come to you 2 weeks later or 2 days later. And so I think you have to give room for some of these songs to do that. So the drawback is you can't do, you know, sit down in real time and really tighten things up.
Sure.
But the benefit is you have more time and space to really let the song breathe.
Well, and how have the folks that you're working with reacted to this? I mean, is it something that they're commonly doing, or is this truly, is what Black Sands and Andrew Balfour are doing, is this truly something that is very unique to the industry?
I think what's particularly unique is that this is a little bit more country pop rock without me as the singer, but I'm the through line. I think that's really the kind of like
you're the fulcrum part for all this happening.
Yeah, but I would say, you know, remote collaboration is very, very common. I think it's really picked up, especially since COVID. And the writers I work with, you know, they'll do writing sessions in Korea for K-pop bands. They'll do sessions in Nashville. They'll work with artists from all over the world. And so I think we kind of have that in common, is that we're very open to collaboration in any shape or form, whether that's virtual or in person. So I think, you know, we keep coming back. We keep finding the value in it. So that's always a good sign. So I think, you know, but I'm very appreciative, because I think, you know, I'm a firm believer, if you work with people who are better than you, you get better and everything gets better.
No question.
So I think those are the people I try to surround myself with.
It's that good to great concept.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, where do you consider home then for the music? Is it housed with you, or is it something that everybody feels a bit of ownership with? And so part of this is Australia, part of this is Nashville, or is it there in LA?
I'm the center point, I would say. Okay. But I do think everybody should feel a sense of pride and ownership in what we do with it. Because I think, you know, everybody benefits in the upside when songs work, when they resonate with people and they collect. And I think I've learned in my professional career that if you want to work with great people, you have to make it attractive for them to work with you.
Yes.
And you can treat people like shit and you don't really get those people coming back in the future. And so I remember growing up in bands and being like, oh, if you're a hard ass, you're really good at what you do. And I'm like, actually, no, that's a really big misconception. It's like, treat people well, be nice, be somebody that you want to work with. And then they continue to collaborate with you and you only make better work that way.
No question at all. I appreciate hearing that. It's to me and to what Quarter Peep and I have found in moving this forward, it's the professionalism and the attention to detail that makes the most difference.
Absolutely. We're all trying to do something creative here and we're all trying to do great work and give other bands a platform or do the thing that you love, which is talk to musicians and create this kind of collaborative environment. And I think the more we lift each other up, the better the outcome is for everybody. And I think that's a mindset I would say a lot of artists, I hope, would instill. And if you haven't, I would recommend trying it because it's one of the most rewarding parts of this process.
There's a great piece of advice from Andrew Balfour.
I agree. I want to write it down. Give me a second.
So the next one that we've got queued up is Down the Road featuring Brandon Chase. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, I think if you think about Rock Me as kind of like being upbeat and poppy on the surface, it's a lot about like youthful energy and kind of the chaos. But there's a darker kind of escapism if you really listen to the lyrics. This one is about momentum and kind of a self-awareness that moving forward is the only option in life. And that has consequences, good and bad. But I think this one really resonated with me when I sent it to Brandon and it came back and I just went, you know, I think we have this in common, which is, you know, forward motion is our kind of a sentiment in how we view the world, but that comes with a price. And I think you hear it laid out here. And this one really lands for me because I think right when this song came out, I went through a pretty big change in my life. I left a job I was at for a very long time. And so it has me asking questions about like, what's my identity? And I know that's a universal pain point a lot of people have. And so this one to me is a very special song. And I'm very proud of it.
I really gravitated to this song too, because listening to it the first time, I thought, wow, okay. And listening to it the second time, I say, hey, this is me. There's a quote that's pretty common out there that the front windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason. Hmm. And I really feel that about this song. And when you said moving forward was the important aspect of this, that really feels like what we should all be doing, what we should all be focusing on. You can't change what's in the rearview mirror. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's give this one a listen. This is Down the Road featuring Brandon Chase from Black Sands.
Sometimes I get ahead of myself. I'm known to hit the gas when others hit the brakes. I don't slow down to ask for help. I carry on until I figure out the way. I'm not afraid to make mistakes. Sometimes that's what it takes. I'm
Great message, great tune. That's Down the Road from Black Sands featuring Brandon Chase. Andrew, that's an amazing tune. Love that.
That is so good. It's so uplifting and positive, which is exactly what we need to hear right now. Yeah. Love it. Love
that. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I think Quarter Peep can kind of crown that one on me too. She knows that. That's where it goes. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come right back on the other side with Andrew Balfour from Black Sands. We'll be right back.
We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hardworking fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved, premier leatherwork gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Andrew Balfour from Black Sands and having a fascinating conversation. You know, we talked a little bit about this when we were setting the show up, and you said, AC Willie, you know, we don't tour. Is there a plan at some point down the road, do you think, Andrew, to try and get some of these folks together and put on a tour?
I mean, never say never, but I think it's unlikely. I think given, mm-hmm. you know, where everybody is, I think logistically, I'm good with that stuff in my brain.
Sure.
But it's a very tough one to pull off. So, but I've learned in life, never say never. So I think there's nothing concrete, but I think if enough people listen, enough people like it, you know, maybe it pops up in some way, shape or form.
Well, the music is phenomenal. What you've done is certainly what I would consider next level. I mean, it's really, you have your own unique sound. It's amazing. It's relatable. And wow. That said, where do fans find you?
So I'm on all major streaming platforms. So if you want to listen, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, all of them I'm on. I'm primarily on Instagram, I would say, for social channels. So you can find me at black.sands.official for Instagram. But all of it's on my Spotify. Everything is there. And so, you know, and I love when people reach out. I've been getting some really interesting stuff around the world. I had this guy in Japan do these really cool covers with like really funky bass on some song. This girl in Germany did a German cover of one of my songs. And so I love that stuff. It's really cool to see it connecting. So if you want to tell me a story, just want to say hi, you want to talk about guitars, you want to talk about dogs, you want to talk about movies, whatever, please reach out. I just love talking to people and getting to know the people who take the time to listen to the music.
Oh, that is fantastic. We appreciate hearing that.
You got me at dogs, so.
Yeah. So as soon as you start talking about that, you can
She's
probably
right here.
Hear Trixie yeah. in the background here tonight.
One of mine is too. He's sleeping over here.
That's all right. Absolutely love that. Well, the next one that we've got queued up is a little special because today, January 2nd, this song is getting released. Talk yes. to us about Locked In.
Ooh, so this one's really cool and different. So I think, you know, like I said earlier, I really think about trying to create these cinematic soundscapes and then really kind of vulnerable human stories and truths. And so Rock Me was very much about that chaos and freedom, but kind of something darker underneath. Down the Road is about positive momentum and what that means, you know, and how that comes together in life. And so that's about momentum. Locked In's a little bit different in the sense that it's about really that strong sense of devotion and commitment, whether it's in a relationship, focusing on a goal, and how that kind of has a darker underbelly at times. And it's not always what it seems on the surface. Yeah. And so I try to be very, very intentional with how I write songs and everything. So for example, if you listen to Down the Road, there's not a very big bridge section. It actually kind of just drops down very briefly and then goes. And it really fits with this idea of momentum. Go forward, forward, forward. So why waste time on this big drawn out bridge when you can just get to the end? And so I'm very thoughtful about how I want to write songs like that. And so this song in particular, to me, it's got a little bit more of like a hip hop swagger. To me, I think of more of like, it sounds more Jay-Z than country pop to me.
Sure.
I love Jay-Z. He's the GOAT. But one of the things for me is that you feel this sense of repetition in this song about that feeling of being devoted and locked in and focused. And as it, you think it's going to build, you'll start to heal it, actually start to fall apart. And so I think it's about the realities of when you keep telling yourself the same thing. Does the reality match what you're telling yourself when you know there's something else, maybe not positive about that devotion? And so I think if you listen to it through that lens, you might pick up on what I'm talking about. But like I said, I'm very intentional about kind of the story and then how the production and the music starts to mirror what that story is. So this one's got a unique structure in that regard.
Absolutely. Well, let's give this a listen. Released today, this is Locked In from Black Sands.
I can't let go of what was and could have been. It's so special. You feel the void and never ends. Wherever the wind blows, we flow and it's simple. You don't know what you're in for. We stay down, we're locked in for always and never ends. We stay down.
Locked In from Black Sands. I get the opportunity to say this every once in a while during these shows, and that is thank you for releasing that, because that is an absolutely outstanding tune. Really appreciate that one.
After the show, we're gonna play it again, and we're going to crank it up.
no question at all. I have to say, Andrew, this is one of the most fascinating interviews we've had with the show. This has been a lot of fun, and what a unique thing you're doing. And wow, the music is just incredible. Thank you so much for sharing all this with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I think having a platform for all the other people that have already been on the show, and I'm sure the many, many more that are to come, I think it's really cool to see what you're doing. And it's really cool coming from Milwaukee. I'm a Midwesterner and spent a bit of time in Michigan growing up. And so I was like, you know, I like that it's Midwestern love getting it out to everyone else. I just appreciate y'all doing what you're doing. And I'm excited to hopefully come back some point and share even more
new
music.
Yeah, we're going to keep following. And please, if you've got more that you want to share with us, let us know. We would love to have you back.
I love it. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming next?
Yes, so we have Elena Hill next week.
We're looking forward to this one. That should be another unique sound and a lot of fun. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. Hey, we've had a great time with Andrew Balfour, Black Sands. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hey, folks, we appreciate all of your support. And if you know more folks like Andrew, more bands like Black Sands that you would like us to talk to, drop us a note. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can reach us. You can find out what we're doing, where we're going to be. The website is VehicleCitySound.com. Again, we thank you for all your support. Consider subscribing to us on YouTube. We appreciate all the help there. And listen, folks, be good.